On the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
Here are the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. From Cedar Ridge, we have the Cedar Ridge Quintessential Special Release Wine Club First Meeting. We have Duncan Taylor, the Octave Single Malt Scotch Whiskey 2008 Altmore. We have Duncan Taylor Single Cask Glenallachie 14-Year Sherry Cask Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. Duncan Taylor Single Cask Glentauchers 14-Year Sherry Single Cask Malt Whiskey. And from Bemore, we have the Bemore 18-Year and the Bemore Master's Selection 3rd Edition 22-Year Aston Martin Special Release Single Malt Scotch Whiskey.
Say that three times fast.
It comes with a car. Yay.
Nice.
So, yeah.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing.
Except sexy time. We never discuss sexy time.
Not with you, we don't.
Your wife doesn't
discuss it with you.
All right, whatever. I try to bring it up in a neutral setting.
This is not neutral. Yeah. No, we're all guys. We don't want to hear it. So,
Bob, how are your toes at?
This is a one-hour show, which is already in the toilet at 1:28, so that's good. So this is Made Man Bob. Joining me today are Made Man Brent.
Thank you. There's no chance of redemption on today's show, that's for sure.
Nope. And good old boy Harm.
Thanks for having me, Bob. I will refrain from discussing the sexy time for the end of the show.
And good old boy Justin.
It's a pleasure to be here. We'll see how it is at the end of the hour.
Yeah, well, yeah. Odds aren't looking
not
good.
Sure. Not good.
Odds are not good.
Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here are the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. From Cedar Ridge, we have the Cedar Ridge Quintessential Special Release Wine Club First Meeting. We have Duncan Taylor, the Octave Single Malt Scotch Whiskey 2008 Altmore. We have Duncan Taylor Single Cask Glenallachie 14-Year Sherry Cask Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. Duncan Taylor Single Cask Glentauchers 14-Year Sherry Single Cask Malt Whiskey. And from Bemore, we have the Bemore 18-Year and the Bemore Master's Selection 3rd Edition 22-Year Aston Martin Special Release Single Malt Scotch Whiskey.
Say that three times fast.
It comes with a car. Yay.
Nice.
So, yeah. It's a matchbox one.
No, when you buy the Aston Martin, do you get a bottle of this whiskey?
I didn't, but you know, that's just me.
You got to ask.
You got to ask for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's have, we're going to be rating all these whiskeys on our normal sips ratings of 1 to 5. We're going to ask Justin to pick one from 1 to 5 and tell us what it is.
2 sips.
Uh-huh.
Nice, bud. What else do you have?
Well, isn't that
Sounds
nice?
Like he had a seizure. You all right, Beavis?
I did, but I'm going to power through it.
It's, yeah, okay. Okay, Beavis. Yeah, settle
and,
down, Beavis.
And speaking of liver.
That's like me every weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Liver, man up. You can take it.
I sold mine in college for beer money, but that was just me.
Yeah.
So let's have Harm tell us about our first whiskey.
Oh, it's me already? Good.
Yes,
thanks,
you.
Bob.
Yeah. Thanks for joining the program.
I was in my own little world.
As usual.
Our first whiskey is from Cedar Ridge Winery. The Winery and Distillery, founded in 2005 by Jeff Quint in the heart of Iowa Corn Belt. As the first licensed distillery in Iowa since Prohibition. With his son Murphy as the head distiller and blender, they released their first batch of whiskey in 2010. And let me tell you, it was awful. But it's gotten better. Anyway, in 2016, they won the Best American Craft Whiskey at the New York World Spirits Competition. And I will agree with that. By 2016, they were much better. So Cedar Ridge, the quintessential special release, which is a wine club first meeting. It's 118.1 proof. It's 100% malted barley. I respect this at first. Because they're in corn country. They're making malted barley whiskey, and they're doing it. They're distilling. They're not buying somebody else's stuff and putting their name on it. They're doing all their own distilling. The quintessential special release series highlights a one-of-a-kind American single malt marriages created by master blender Murphy Quint. The Wine Club First Meeting special release explores the unique wine finish casks from around the world. This expression is handcrafted from two-row pale malted barley, first aged in Cedar Ridge ex-bourbon barrels, and then finished in first fill Amontillado Sherry, Tokaj, and Muscatel casks blended with peated malt, and then finished in a Pinot Noir cask.
That's a lot of work.
Now, look, normally when you see this much work, it means like the first couple experiments didn't work. So we kept messing with it. And you know what? There are whiskeys who've done this and they never made a good product. These guys did not do that. They did something nice. The color is a rich copper. The nose is sweet. It's heavy with spice, candy, licorice, honey, golden raisin, dried stewed fruit, cherries, plums. There's a floral note coming out here. I freaking love this nose. I could smell this all day long. And I usually don't like anything from Iowa. I lived in Des Moines for a year. It was the most racist and hellish place I lived in my life. But whatever. I was a kid, and I still felt it.
Thank you, Des Moines listeners. Appreciate you.
But just so you know, you're a jerk. Isn't racist. It's just you're a jerk. I'm just saying.
No. Whatever. Let me just tell you this. I've had Cedar Ridge whiskeys before, and they've been hit or miss. This is definitely a hit. The quality here is outstanding. They've done a single malt American whiskey finished with all these different casks, and those wine finishes marry perfectly. This is sweet and spicy and rich, and the finish is really long. Brent, what do you think?
Well, this is different. And I mean, the four cask, what they did in the 100% malted barley. On the nose, I got a lot of dark fruits, figs. On the palate, it's like syrupy.
It's too
kind
sweet
of,
for you, I understand. No, that.
I mean, it's not really, I don't know that it's too sweet, but you get the plums, the raisins. Yeah, I put the water helped bring out some of these, the other notes, the oak and the maple.
I didn't put any water in mine.
And stuff and the spices. I mean, it's just, I just don't like that. Like, it's like a stickiness to your, on your palate, which is unusual for me, but I guess it's all those different cask finishes that did it for me.
I'm a guy who likes the wine finished single malt.
Yeah. But this was a wine finished over wine finished over wine finished over wine finished.
I think they hit the right balance. Bob, what about you? What do you think?
I'm just getting that he doesn't like sticky. That's what she said.
So, he likes sticky. He just likes to know where he likes sticky.
He just doesn't like it in the room with all of us around. So this is a different quintessential. I've had at least one, I think two previous releases of quintessential, and they've all been very good. This one I really like.
Just added water and I think it got better.
Yeah,
this is great.
Yeah, it's better with water. It really is. It evens out even more. It's when you look at it, I'm with Harm. When you look at it and you see it goes from cast to cast to cast to cast, they screwed something up and tried fixing it. Maybe that first one didn't work or something, but they knew what they were doing with this one. This one came out fantastic. On the nose, there's malt and raisins.
It's sweet, just dark. It's too much for me, fruit. Though. It's too much.
The figs and the plums are all in there.
Brent, you're a simple man. You can't handle the complexity.
It's okay.
Give me a complex person.
It's dark and sweet.
I'm sorry.
Just boom. I mean, this one's fantastic. I really like this one. What do you think, Justin?
I got stewed fruit, barley, wheat chex, cream of wheat, vanilla. After my buzz hit from the first show, Bavarian beer pretzel on the palate. It was a nice wood platter, red pepper, and then I got the Pinot on the finish.
A wood platter? You mean a charcuterie board?
No, like a wood platter set on fire.
You actually chewed on some wood?
Yeah.
You're a weird man.
Well, between the deeply, glue, deeply I would chew man. On wood.
He used to eat the paint chips off the wall when he was a kid, too. So,
yeah, man.
If your parents don't feed you, you get creative, man.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Lead poisoning is a bug, not a feature, my friend.
His mom used to hang a steak around his neck to get the dog to play with him. So, yeah, it's he had a rough childhood. We'll be back.
Thanks.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we just finished talking about the Cedar Ridge Quintessential Special Release. So, anybody else have anything else to add, or am I giving us a score?
Give it a score.
A score, baby.
Score it.
We're going to be giving this one a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
If you see any of the Quintessential out there, grab it. They're killing it. Great job.
If it's coming to Ford, I'm buying it. This is great.
All right, so let's have Justin tell us about our next whiskey.
Duncan Taylor and Company was founded in Glasgow in 1938 as a cask broker and trading company. In the 1960s, Abe Rosenberg, my mispucha, a New Yorker who made his fortune importing J&B Scotch to America just after World War II, bought the Scottish-owned Duncan Taylor and Company and began storing casks that he purchased from premium distilleries. In 2002, whiskey merchant, Ewan Shand.
Ewan.
Yeah, Ewan. Shand.
That's a different spelling of Ewan.
He's Goyim. Returned Duncan Taylor and Company to Scottish hands when he acquired the company and its prized collection of single malts, single grains, and age-blended whiskies. In 2024, upon Ewan's retirement, Sean Smith became the new director of Duncan Taylor Scotch Whiskey and will continue his the mantle as a family-owned business.
The Goyim took over Abe Rosenberg's empire.
Yeah, it happens. World War II, too.
Yeah,
that's Duncan Taylor, the Octave Single Malt Scotch Whiskey 2008 Altimore. 52.4% alcohol by volume, or 104.8 proof, 13 years in oak casks, and 9 months in octave. During his time as a cooper in the 1970s, Chairman Ewan Shand became familiar with the process of having new coopers create octave casks as a part of their training to learn how to make larger barrels. These octaves were just part of the learning process, but never used for whiskey maturation until Ewan decided to experiment with them. So the color of this is...
The script here says octave casks, but octave casks are only 14 gallons.
Thank you for your input.
It's a smaller cask. I'm just saying the producer, Bob, sorry, didn't I mean to say Bob? Messed that up. It's a smaller cask. It's a 14-gallon cask.
So the color's light on the nose. I got malt, lemon peel, and durian. On the palate, lemon.
Durian.
Yeah.
On the nose.
On the palate,
you're
I got.
You're a strange man.
Lemon and wheat, and the finish was orange rind. What did you think, Brett?
Okay, on the nose, I got a little bit of ginger, cinnamon. I got some honey, some chocolate, some oak. On the palate, I got raisins, plums, toffee, some nutty oak.
Same whiskey?
Yeah. It just didn't blend well for me. I mean, I'm not a Scotch guy. People know that. And this one was not for me. I mean, I'm not.
You like good Scotch.
Yeah. This isn't, well, you know, and I'm not saying this isn't good Scotch, but it's not Scotch for me.
It's not well integrated. I think that's the problem. What you said, right? It did not blend well. You got great tasting notes. I mean, like for me, I was butterscotch, right? I got the baking spices. I got the spice, like the cinnamon, but I don't get durian. And you got plum and raisin, and they're barely there for me, but they're not integrated well.
Yeah, it doesn't quite marry. Right, they're not blended well together. They haven't, and even I added water, and it still didn't really help it for me. It's not my drink. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, Altmore is not a famous distillery. It's kind of a blending whiskey. Normally, I've had Altmores from private distillers or private bottlers like this that will pick exceptional casks. This one needs time. This needed at least 4 or 5 more years in barrel. I don't think this integrated well. Bob, what do you think? Are you agreeing with us? What's going on here?
Well, on the nose, I get brown sugar, malt, cinnamon, pepper, spice. On the palate, there's definitely raisins and baking spice in there, but it is definitely a little bit out of balance.
It's jangly.
Yeah.
That's how I like to, just jangly. It does. Yeah. It's not.
It hasn't come together yet.
You know what this is? This is a 14-year-old boy who had a growth spurt. He doesn't know how to walk. This is a jangly, unput together, ungainly little kid. It's not quite ready.
Yeah, this one definitely, I mean, it's not bad by any stretch of the imagination, but it's not quite there. I think they needed to give this one a little bit more time. Now, whether it needed more time in the full-size cast or the octave cast, that I don't know, but, you know.
When you put things in an octave, it's a 50-liter barrel, 14 yep. gallons. You're trying to make the maturation happen quickly. Like I said, well, the growth spurt too young.
That, and you're also trying to get more extraction from the wood and all that.
It didn't work.
Yeah. It's an experiment.
Yeah,
I don't know. More time in one or both of the casks, I think, would have benefited.
Let it mature.
You know.
Bigger barrel, longer time.
Yeah. But we're going to give the Duncan Taylor Octave Single Malt Scotch Whiskey 2008 Altmore 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that takes us to our next whiskey. We're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. So this one is the Duncan Taylor single cask Glenalchie 14.
Glenalchie.
Yeah, that one too. 14-year sherry cask single malt Scotch whiskey, 54.2% ABV or 108.4 proof. The color on this one is that straw color. On the nose, very, very promising nose on this. I actually really like this nose. There's flowers, you got vanilla, you got honey, you got it just got a little morning baking in there. The nose is really nice. And then I come to my palate and everything is broke loose. It seems like these are all going to blend together, but it just seemed like this happened on the last one too. I got some nice, you know, some nuttiness to it, that honey, that vanilla. It's got some baking spices. Again, like a little bit of a, like, it's almost like a stale biscuit. And nothing just came together for me. I didn't like the mouthfeel of it.
I didn't mature.
None of it came together for me. And it sounds like, all those things sound like, wow, that sounds like it's going to taste delicious. But you had all those notes, but they just didn't blend for me.
Yep. It's high school cliques again. This is like the geeks, the jocks, and the preppy kids and the cheerleaders. And they're not getting together and having fun at the dance. They're in their little separate cliques. This is, individually, they make sense, but together, they're not integrating. This I got a butyric acid note. Was, if you know the note of butyric acid, it's kind of the note of vomit. It's a little bit too buttery, it doesn't integrate well. I wanted this to be good.
Well, the nose actually promised it to be.
No. If you're far away, the nose. If you get close in, it's butyric acid.
And a little bit of water in that nose.
I get the vanilla. I get the custard.
I really
I
like
get
the
cookies.
Nose.
Yeah. Far away. Get close in. It's butyric acid. It doesn't work. Justin, what do you think?
So I got dulce de leche cheesecake on the nose, and then I got spicy bacon on the palate, and the finish was not memorable.
Yeah, but you had that nose. You just mentioned that dulce de leche
cheesecake.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a nice smelling.
You think that's nice, but it doesn't work here.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads.
Hey, and we're back and just finishing up talking about the Duncan Taylor Glenallachie 14-year-old sherry cask. I think they had a funky sherry cask. I think that's where this one went off a bit. But yeah, on the nose, once I added water, the nose cleared up for me.
I actually enjoyed the nose.
I did not add water. That's the thing.
You got to add water. Add a decent bit. Don't put one drop.
He'll add a decent bit. Trust me.
I never put one drop. It's 10 to 20 parts whiskey to one part water.
It definitely cleared up. I mean, I get the vanilla custard. It's floral. I get the honey on it.
I can see where you're coming from, but I still don't like it.
That's all there. And then on the palate, I'm getting the pepper, I'm getting the honey, I'm getting the almonds, and I'm getting walnuts. But again, I got to agree, they're not playing well together.
I grew up in the 80s. Gag me with a spoon was a phrase. Gag me with a spoon, dude.
Been trying to. Yeah, it's just not. Again, I think this one had a funky sherry cask. I think that's where it went off. But we're going to be giving the Duncan Taylor single cask Glenallachie 14-year sherry cask 3 sips.
That's too high.
So that takes us to. I didn't touch it. That's weird.
You need to reprogram that. Reboot that system.
So this takes us to our last one from Duncan Taylor. This is a Duncan Taylor single cask Glentauchers 14-year-old sherry cask single malt scotch whiskey, 53.8% ABV, 107.6 proof. The color is nice, sort of dark bronzish copper. It's got a nice little glow around the rim. On the nose, apples, pears, brown sugar, cinnamon. And on the palate, it's got a nice mouthfeel to it. Got a really good coat. Spicy oak on the finish. There's some cherries in there. This one's lovely. This one works. This one works.
In the nose, it reminds me, like, you're in the kitchen baking an apple pie, and that's just exactly what the nose brings out to me. And actually, on the palate, it follows through a lot with that, stuff. And you get some extra, you get a little bit extra, you get some oakiness in there, you get a little cherry note to it and stuff. It just really follows through from the nose to the palate, and it blends well together. You know, so one was a miss, and this one's a hit. So yeah, it's
this one's delicious. I'm digging
absolutely
this.
Absolutely correct, gentlemen. This, as much as I disliked that first one for all the jangly, unintegrated, weird notes, this one is harmonious. This is a symphony in a glass. This is phenomenal quality. There's so much variation between one of these Dunkin' Tales for the next. You got to look at the distillery. You got to look at the cask. So, I mean, I usually love Glenallachie. I think Glenallachie's great. They picked the wrong one. Glentauchers is a weird distillery that's usually used for blending for most people. This stuff is amazing. What you said, Brent, apple pie. Right.
And that's what it reminds me of. Like the whole nose and thing, it's like you just feel like you're, you know, that you're in that kitchen baking this apple pie. You get all those spices, the cinnamon, absolutely, the baking spice, the apples as they're cooking, and you know, and the dough. It's just like that's what it is.
And dark cherries. It's apple pie and dark cherry, and there's a coffee note. Justin, what do you think about this?
So it's 1997. I'm in my Ford Escort. I got the hot lava McDonald's apple pie.
I've already judged you because you said you're in a Ford Escort.
It happened.
They could have been in a Pacer.
Yeah.
You get those cinnamon sticks from the little jar.
You had a chance of dying in a fire explosion.
No.
And you fresh grind the cinnamon sticks onto the apple pie. That's the nose.
Okay.
The palate, it's just sick. The palate.
This is gorgeous. This is Cuban coffee, apple pie, and cinnamon oak.
It's cafe con leche and apple compote.
In a Ford Escort.
Now, I've left the Ford Escort of the palate, but on the nose it was the Ford Escort.
I prefer the Chevy. Was it a Chevy Pacer? Who made Dodge?
AMC.
I'd prefer GMC, any other AMC. Car, but that's AMC. What I had in 97.
And they didn't blow up. You're thinking of Pinto.
I thought the Pacers blew up.
No, I got rid of that car because it hurt my lower back. But
the 80s were a dangerous times. All you Strangers fans, kids.
Lots of bad decisions.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I made plenty of bad decisions back then. Yeah.
But this one is a good decision, Bob. What do you think?
Well, I'm the one that started it, so.
Rating, Bob. Yeah. I was asking rating.
So we're going to be, let's take a look here. The Duncan Taylor single cask, Glentauchers 14-year sherry cask, single malt, scotch whiskey. Boy, that's a lot. We're going to get 4 sips.
That's classified.
Easy. It's just a beautiful expression.
All right. You think you can get through reading this one, Harm?
I read mine better than yours.
I doubt it.
No, I don't.
Yep, well, read us about the next whiskey.
Okay, thanks, Bob. The Bowmore claims a history of illicit distilling dating back as far as 1779. The first legal productions began in 1816 when John Simpson applied for a license in 1815. The distillery was purchased in 1837 by William and Jas Mutter. Haas? What is that? J-A-S, period.
It's a lot of words to mess you up. Keep going.
Mutter.
It's a three
He's
letters.
A German guy.
It's three letters.
From Glasgow Whiskey Blenders. In 1841, a cask of Bowmore was purchased by the Windsor Castle.
Castle?
I screwed up. By Windsor Castle. And the distillery.
See the doctor by your cascals. Go ahead.
I knew he couldn't do it.
The distillery
Caskell.
Went through.
Isn't that the guy that was down the street from Weave It to Beaver, Eddie Caskell?
Yeah. Is that Scottish for cankles?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
The distillery went through several owners until it was bought by whiskey broker Stanley P. Morrison in 1963. During his ownership, the distillery modernized, including the installation of a heat recovery system, allowing the distilleries to save on fuel and allowing the excess hot water to be used to heat the village's swimming pool. Sweet. I bet it was segregated. Sorry.
Wow. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, people on one side, sheep on the other.
That's right. I know. The white people and the sheep.
It's Iowa. You can hold somebody up from Iowa and see their, you know, see their eyes, right, their skin.
Yeah.
Sorry. I've been drinking. So later, Japanese distiller Suntory bought the distillery in 1994 and saved them from an ignominious bankruptcy and just brought this distillery. This is a storied distillery that had a great reputation that destroyed itself, and Suntory bought it and recovered it. The Japanese did a great thing and brought this distillery back, and it's phenomenal.
So the sheep could swim in peace.
So the sheep could, yes. So this is a dark whiskey, not as dark as my heart, maybe as dark as Justin's.
Maybe.
The nose is smoke, bonfire, violets. This is an earthiness. There's a floral note. There's caramel. There's custard. There's vanilla. It's just absolutely gorgeous on the nose. And the palate, rich and mouth coating. I didn't put any water in it. The flowers come out, the violets. It's only 86 proof. I cannot believe this is only 86 proof. I wish they bottled this higher, but this tastes amazing. And the palate is rich and comforting. It's just, this is what you think of as great scotch. And the finish is long. Brent, you hate scotch. What do you think?
Yeah, you're drinking something different than me.
It's not the scotch Brent loves to drink.
Right. I mean, when you say, oh, you can smell the smoke. Oh, yeah, you can smell the smoke from 50 yards down, and it's blowing in your face.
It's just gentle to me.
Yeah, there's a pinto. It's a pinto burning.
This is gentle. You know his mom, so he doesn't understand gentle. No.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads.
Hey, and we're back, and we are discussing the 18-year-old Bemore single malt, and our resident scotch expert, Brent, was giving us his deep thoughts.
Yes. Okay, let's go back. I'm going to go on the nose. So on this nose, we definitely got smoke. We definitely got this smoke, and it was a little overpowering.
That's all you got.
Yeah, no, I actually got some other notes besides that. I got some figs, and I got some dates in there. And then on the palate,
you haven't had a date since the 80s.
I know that. And then on the palate, it's really smooth and silky on the palate. It really feels nice in your mouth, and it does. You get some like orange jam, some chocolate.
That's what you wish,
she
said.
Some chocolate, some sherry and stuff, and then you get that medicinal, smoky. It just ruins the entire thing for me. It's like okay, I got all these great notes, and now it's over. Now it's ruined by this.
Right,
this
I'm smokiness. Not allowed to curse on the radio show, but let everyone know, I'm cursing you right now. This is not medicinal. This is not Isla.
It's iodine.
This is not hospital. It's not Band-Aids. This is a little bit of phenol here. It's good.
You're drinking the wrong thing.
To be fair, Harmeet's been in the hospital more recently than you.
Yeah. I had a gallbladder thing, man. Come on.
I know. I'm just saying, he knows. I try to forget, but he knows.
Well, what do you think, Justin? You have to add some water in it, and it helps it some, but not enough for me.
Even without water, it's fantastic. Justin, what do you think?
Oh, wow. I think this is like a Band-Aid and Wheat Chex and some corn.
But you know, Band-Aids used to smell worse when we were kids. They don't smell as bad now.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, it's because your mom never changed them. She just gave you that one, and you had it all through childhood.
She kept pouring isopropyl alcohol on it. She kept
pouring Bactine on the same one.
Mercurochrome.
Yeah.
Right.
She would cut him and just to put the Mercurochrome on him, watch him scream. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right if you've got hair on your chest, which fortunately I do.
Bob, do you have hair in your chest? What do you think?
Pair of sissies, you know. This is some of the finest juice you'll ever get out of Isla. This is absolutely delicious. On the nose.
I said it wasn't Isla because I was messed up, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's Isla, but it's not Laphroaig.
No, it's not Laphroaig.
It's not hospital.
Bemore is different. So, I mean, it literally, there are waves right now slapping up against the wall of the barrel house. This thing is roasted seaweed and sea spray on the nose.
That's what she said.
Beautiful, smoky, peaty.
Oh, God. Oh. Slapping up against. I'm sorry. That
phrase. On the palate. Let's see.
That phrase.
There's dark toffee in there, caramel.
This is a
walnuts.
Family friendly show.
And some really nice, just that layer of smoke and seaweed. It's Bemore 18. What more do you need to say? It's fantastic. It's
fantastic whiskey. It's great balance. It's intimate finish. I love this. I know Brent is a bourbon guy.
No, I mean, I can appreciate this is a geeky, I'm going to tell you right now, this is a geek whiskey because a normal average person doesn't want that medicinal smoke.
From America.
I mean, well, unless you're eating haggis for lunch and you need to get that taste out of your mouth, then you wouldn't drink this.
Well, we're going to give the bum smitten.
And he lived it.
In spite of you.
All right. Just say the right thing. Say the thing I want you to say.
We're going to give the Bemore 18 a well-deserved 4 sips. Be 5 if we didn't have so many heathens at the table.
Brent would give it a 2, and he screwed up the score.
So this takes us to our last one. This is the Bemore Master Selection 3rd Edition 22-year-old single malt scotch whiskey. It's a 51% ABV or 102 proof. This is the Aston Martin Special Edition.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Thank you, sir.
It was created in partnership with Aston Martin to honor the artistry and creative processes of both Bemore in the creation of its whiskeys and Aston Martin in its engineering and design. One of the final projects of master blender Rob Welch before his retirement. It's got a beautiful reddish, very reddish copper to it.
It's deep, rich, and dark.
Oh, the nose, just a wisp of smoke.
It's more than a wisp.
No. This has a really light nose.
It's more than
smoke.
A wisp.
No. It's a wisp. It's a light wisp. Oh. It is.
Just sticky, just beautiful toffee. Oh, and on the palate, hold on. Absolutely delicious. The smoke is there, but it's not overpowering. It just sort of wraps around your mouth and around your head. The toffee is there. It
wraps around your soul, my friend.
There's dark roast coffee. There's dark chocolate. Oh, some treacle, some dark corn syrup. This is absolutely delicious. This is fantastic. What'd you think, Brett?
Okay, so the nose on this one, I like a lot better. I got a tropical fruit, mangoes, peaches, toffee. Just that, I mean, just when you say a wisp of smoke, it really is just a wisp of smoke.
And More than a wisp.
That's okay. You must have mixed the two. So on the palate, I got like those, you know, you get, if you have a Christmas, you know, roasted chestnuts, I got some of those on there. Mangoes, a little bit of eucalyptus.
Yeah, there's definitely roasted nuts in there. I'm getting walnuts, and yeah, it's delicious. Yeah,
and you get oak, but and the smoke on this one, much lighter. But I did get a little bit of that medicinal note to it, you know, that wasn't, you know, it's there.
It wouldn't be an Iowa if it didn't.
It's exactly as he said. It's
right.
Iowa,
I mean, so you got that, but this one is a much improved over the last one as far as like the smoke and it affecting it and it making it a geek whiskey and stuff. This one is a lot more tolerable, Justin?
French roast, vanilla, a lot of peat for me. The palate predominated tire rubber. On the finish, cigar ash and rubber.
Sissy.
But pretty good, despite all that.
But despite it. Because of all that, my friend.
Okay, because of all that. Yeah.
French roast, like he said. God, thank you guys. I appreciate it. This is a great whiskey, and you know what this reminds me of? You know, when I say Joseph Conrad, what do you think of?
Teal ripped Conrad, off by ripped off by Francis Ford Coppola for his movie.
Most famous novel, Heart of Darkness.
Oh.
This is it, my friend. This is the Heart of Darkness in a glass. He got those notes to the
So Babbling Brando.
There you go.
Yeah, the tropical fruit on the nose. I mean, this is a nice nose. Yeah. And it doesn't
the fruit, the dark coffee notes. This is absolutely gorgeous. You know, there's nothing wrong with this whiskey. I want this to go on and on. The finish on this whiskey is quite long. I want it to be longer.
That's what she said.
This one, this
I thought
one,
she didn't want to be thicker.
This one good, last one bad. That's how it is. Just how it is.
Yeah. Bob, do you want to give this one a rating or no? We're going to give it a rating?
Oh, I want to give it a much better rating than the table will let me give the rating for. But we're going to give the Bemore Master Selection 3rd Edition 22-Year-Old Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Aston Martin A Edition 4 sips.
That's classic.
That is a travesty, my
yes,
friend.
Yes, I know.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. So I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Thank you, Brent.
Hey, I survived.
It's a miracle. Yeah, thank you, Harm.
You know what, Bob? I would normally thank you, but the Philistines at this table have destroyed my ratings by giving them... They're screwing up the averages. I hate you all. I hate you all.
And thank you, Justin.
Looking forward to going to Scotland with you, Bob, to enjoy this stuff in person.
Absolutely. Well, for Sips, Says, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. Thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.